Hi, and welcome to another Google Home demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how I have set up my various Google Home and Chromecast audio devices into a speaker group stroke zones around my house. And then I want to show you how you go about actually setting one up for yourself if you happen to have more than one Google Home device, or as I've got, another five or so Chromecast audio devices, plus my two Google Home speakers. But anyway, let's go and look at what I've currently got. I'll do a bit of an explanation of how I did it and why I did it. Open Google Home app.
Google Home, loading. Google Home, main menu. Button.
And touch the top right hand side of my screen for devices, but if I'm feeling a bit lazy, which I am today, I'm going to flick to the right.
Home.
There's the heading home.
Devices.
And button. There's my devices. So double tap on devices.
Back. Button.
Okay, now I'm going to do a two finger rotate around to headings.
Language. Headings.
And I'll just show you the speakers and the groups that I've currently got running here at the moment at home. Okay, so I'm going to flick down.
Devices. Heading.
So devices is the heading.
Front and back speakers.
Heading. So front and back speakers, so the rooms at the front and the back of my house where I've got the Chromecast audio devices installed. I've got them in a zone or a group. One finger flick down.
Bedroom speakers. Heading.
Bedroom speakers, so our three bedrooms have all got Chromecast audio devices attached to the speakers. So that's another zone.
Middle room speakers. Heading.
Middle room speakers, because my house is open plan, I've sort of got rooms on either side of the open area, so I've called that the middle part of the house.
Front room speakers, heading.
Front room speakers at the front of the house for the zone.
South side speakers, heading.
South side speakers, so all the speakers on the south side of our house, they've all got their zone for themselves.
Living room speakers, heading.
Living room speakers, so this is the collection of the audio speakers in the kitchen and the lounge room areas.
North side speakers.
So, north side speakers, so coming down the left-hand side of our open plan house.
Back room speakers, heading.
So, back room speakers, so the back two rooms of the house.
Boys' bedroom speakers, heading.
And that one's pretty obvious. This is just the boys' bedroom speakers.
Toy room speaker, pin 6296, heading.
Okay, now we come down to the actual individual speakers themselves. So, toy room speaker.
Kitchen speaker, pin 8567.
Kitchen speaker, which is actually a Google Home device.
Master bedroom speaker,
master bedroom speaker, Chromecast audio.
Owen speaker, pin 0160.
Chromecast audio.
Lounge room speaker, pin 1016.
Lounge room speaker. And I've called that the lounge room speaker versus the living room speaker, so I don't get too confused when I'm saying my zones.
TV, pin 3579.
That's the TV, but that's actually a Chromecast device, not a Chromecast audio device.
Study speaker, pin 3792.
Study speaker is one of the back rooms.
Lachlan speaker, audio. Pin 8750.
Lachlan speaker, it actually is a Google Home speaker, not just a Chromecast audio, it's a Google Home one.
Heading not found.
And that's it. So let me just flick back up.
Study TV, loud, oak, mark, kitchen, toy, boy, back, north, living, south side speak, front, middle, bedroom, front and device, heading not found.
There we go. And flick down.
Devices, heading.
And flick down.
Front and back speakers, heading.
Okay, so let's look at each of these and see what the setup is. So the heading is the name of the group that I set up. So in this case, it's front and back room speakers. So I flick to the right.
More options. Button.
There's more options which you use to do different settings, and I'll go that in a minute. If I flick down to the right again.
Ready to cast.
It's ready to cast, and it's ready to go. If I flick to the right again.
Five. Speakers in group.
So it's telling me that the front and back room speakers has got five speakers in it. Flick to the right again.
Bedroom speakers. Heading.
And we're on to the next heading for the next zone. But if I flick back to the left.
Five. Speakers in group. Button.
Where it's got the five speakers in group button, if I actually forget what speaker's currently playing, or if I forget what zone this speaker's currently contained, if I double tap on that button.
Five. Speakers in group.
It's going to expand it out so I can flick through and see what speakers are in that group or zone. So I flick to the right now.
Toy room speaker.
So toy room speaker.
Kitchen speaker.
Kitchen speaker.
Owen speaker.
Owen speaker.
Study speaker.
Study speaker.
Lachlan speaker.
Lachlan speaker.
Bedroom speakers.
Heading. And then we're on to the next heading again. So if I flick back to that button.
Studies. Owen kitchen speaker. Toy room five. Speakers in group.
If I double tap it.
Five. Speakers in group.
It's going to collapse that control. All right, so if I now flick to the right.
Bedroom speakers, heading.
We're straight away onto the next heading or zone in this case for the speaker group. So I'm going to flick back.
Five speakers in group, ready to cast.
And let me
more options button.
Double tap now on more options.
More options, edit group button.
So that's the edit group button.
Delete group button.
Delete group.
Linked accounts button.
Linked accounts. So I can see what accounts are linked. And I'm going to double tap on edit group.
Edit text field is editing front and back speakers. So insertion point at end.
That's where the name of the group currently is. The right.
Clear text.
So I can clear button. That and heading. Type in a new group name.
Devices in group. Heading.
And then the heading devices in group. And this is going to list all the Google Home and Chromecast audio devices that I've got in the house and which ones are currently selected. So if I flick to the right.
At least two devices must be selected.
Heading. So at least two devices must be selected in a group. Funny that.
Toy room speaker selected.
So button. Toy room speaker is currently selected.
Kitchen speaker selected.
Kitchen speaker button. Is currently selected.
Master bedroom speaker deselected.
Master button. Bedroom is not selected.
Owen speaker selected.
Owen speaker button. Selected.
Lounge room speaker deselected.
Lounge room speaker deselected.
Study speaker selected.
Study speaker button. Selected.
Lackland speaker selected.
Lackland speaker button. Is selected.
Save dimmed button.
And then you've got a save button which is currently dimmed because I haven't currently made any changes to this at all. All right, so let me do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Back button.
And flick to the right.
Devices. More options. Front and back speakers. Heading. More options. Button. Front and back speakers. Heading.
And we're back to that heading. All right, so that's basically my existing speakers and groups. Now, if you want to set up a new speaker group, you've basically just got to select a speaker and then add it or deselect it within a group. So that'll make sense when I do it in a minute. So let me just do a two-finger rotate.
Containers, headings.
To make sure I'm back on headings. So I'm going to flick down to one of the actual speaker names themselves. And this time what I'm going to do, and I've left this to last for the podcast, I'm going to select all my speakers in my house to be the home speaker group for all speakers. So I'm going to flick down.
Bedroom speakers, middle room speakers, front room speakers, south side speakers. Living room speakers, north side speakers, back room speakers, boys bedroom speakers, heading, toy room speaker, pin 6296.
Toy room speaker, that'll do. So I'm going to flick to the right.
More options, button.
Double tap.
More options, settings, button.
And we're on settings. Settings for the actual device itself. If I flick to the right.
Create group, button.
Got create group, double tap on create group.
Text field is editing. Home group, insertion now, point at end.
It defaults to home group. I'm probably just going to change that to home speakers. So I could
clear text button.
Clear heading. The text by just double tapping on the clear text button, but
text field.
Let me
is
just
editing.
Go back to the text
home
field.
Group, insertion point at end.
So insertion point is at end. So I want to have it say home speakers. So I'm just going to delete the word group. So I'm going to find my delete button on my on-screen keyboard bottom right hand side.
Delete.
There it is, and double
delete.
Deleting on delete.
Delete O, delete A, delete G.
Okay, so that gets rid of group. So I'm going to type in the word speakers now.
S L P P E E A A N K K E E A A S S.
If I touch on the bottom right hand side of the on screen keyboard below the delete,
done.
There's the done button. Double tap on done.
Done. Master bedroom speaker. Deselected.
Okay, so
button.
All I've done so far is named the group. So if I touch towards the top of my screen.
Back button.
And flick to the right.
Create group. Heading. Home speakers. Text field.
Okay, so that's what I just typed in. Home speakers.
Devices in group. Heading.
Okay, devices in group is the heading.
At least two devices must be selected.
Same thing
heading.
Again. Same thing with the edit mode. Two devices must be in the group. So flick to the right.
Toy room speaker. Selected.
Toy room speaker is currently selected because that's the one I selected when I first started doing the group. Flick to the right again.
Kitchen speaker deselected. Button.
So kitchen speaker deselected. If I double tap on it.
Kitchen speaker deselected. Kitchen speaker selected. Button.
Okay, so first of all it says deselected as it's changing its value and now it's saying selected. So if I flick back to the left.
Toy room speaker.
Flick back on it.
Kitchen speaker selected.
So now it says selected. If I want to unselect it.
Kitchen speaker selected. Kitchen speaker deselected.
Okay, now it's unselected, or it says select unselected. Right, so flick back to the left.
Toy room speaker.
Back to the right.
Kitchen speaker. Deselected. Button.
So that's how you can tell when something's unselected or selected. So I'm going to select it again.
Kitchen speaker. Deselected. Kitchen speaker. Selected.
And flick
button.
To the right.
Master bedroom speaker. Deselected. Button.
Double tap on that
master
one.
Bedroom speaker. Deselected. Master bedroom speaker. Selected. button.
Now, just keep in mind that when I was setting up all these Google Homes and Chromecast audio devices, I named them to the appropriate name that you're currently hearing on these speakers, of course. All right, so flick to the right again.
Own speaker, deselected, button.
Own speaker, deselected, double tap.
Deselected. Own speaker, selected, button.
Flick to the right.
Lounge room speaker, deselected,
double tap.
Lounge room speaker, selected, button. Study speaker, deselected, study speaker, study speaker, selected. Lackland speaker, deselected. Lackland speaker, Lackland speaker, selected. Link this group to your Google account to personalize your experience when using Google products.
Link this group to your Google account. Now flick to the right.
On button.
It's currently already on. Okay, so I flick to the right again.
Save button.
And here's the save button to save the group name and the speakers I've currently selected to it. So double tap on save.
Save. Home speakers group created and successfully linked.
Okay, so home speaker group successfully created and saved. Let me just do a flick up because I should still be in headings on my rotor.
North side speakers, living home speakers, south side speaker, front room speaker, middle room speakers, bedroom speaker, front and back speaker, devices, heading.
And now flick down.
Front and back speakers, bedroom speakers, middle room speakers, front room speakers, heading, south side speakers, home speakers, heading.
Okay, and there's home speakers if I flick to the right.
More options.
More options, flick to the right again.
Ready to cast.
It's ready to cast.
Seven speakers in group.
And this one has seven speakers in the group, and as I did with the other group, if I double tap on that button,
seven speakers in group.
It's going to expand it, and if I flick to the right.
Toy room speaker. Kitchen speaker. Master bedroom speaker.
Okay, there's all the speakers, so flip back to the left.
Toy, seven speakers in group.
And button. Double tap to collapse it.
Seven speakers in group.
And that's the group ready to go. Okay, so with that all done, let me just do a two-finger scrub.
Main menu.
Button. And just to keep things nice and tidy, we're back to the main screen of the Google Home app. And that will do that for the moment. So now what I can say is, hey Google, play instrumental music on boys' bedroom speakers.
Sure, here's a Google Play music station called EDM Instrumentals. Playing on boys' bedroom speakers.
Okay, and I can hear the music playing at the other end of the house on my boys' bedroom speakers. So I can just say, hey Google, stop audio. Hey Google, play instrumental music on middle room speakers.
Sure, try this radio mix from Google Play Music based on the Easy Listening Guitar and Piano Instrumentals 3 playlist playing on middle room speakers.
Now that's quite soft piano music and you probably can't hear it, but I can just hear it playing just outside the toy room here in one of the middle room speakers, so that's good. Hey Google, stop audio. Hey Google, play music on back room speakers.
Okay, music from Google Play Music.
And you heard the toy room
playing
one go
on back room speakers.
Okay, and that's one of the two speakers, one speaker playing here in the toy room and the other one playing in the study next door. Hey Google, stop audio. It was actually quite nice music because I had to stop it. So I'm not going to do the home speaker one at the moment because that's going to drive my family a bit crazy. Now the really good thing about setting up groups and speakers, besides being able to play where you want to, is the fact that you can actually tell what's playing on those groups or speakers. So for example, if I say, hey Google, play instrumental music on Owen's speaker.
All right, try this radio mix from Google Play Music based on the Guitar Metal Instrumentals playlist playing on Owen's speaker.
Okay, now I can hear that speaker going off in the distance in the house. But what I can do is touch on the right hand side of my screen.
27 battery devices button.
Tap on devices, double tap.
button.
And flick down.
Devices. Back room, bedroom, middle room, speak, front, south, homes, living room, north, south, boys, bed, front and toy rooms, kitchen, master bed, Owen speaker, pin 0160.
Okay, so that's Owen speaker. Flick to the right.
More options.
More options. That's more options to go into settings, but...
No difference. Everything but the girl. Google Play Music.
Okay, that now says the name of the current track that's playing on Owen's speaker. If I flick to the right again...
Pause. Button.
I can pause it.
Volume. Button.
And more importantly for me, I can actually change the volume. So I flick to the right again.
Stop casting. Button.
And I can just also tell it just to stop casting. Flick to the right again.
Lounge room speaker.
And we're on to the next speaker. So if I flick back to the left.
Stop. Volume. Button.
And double tap on volume.
Volume. Alert. Owen speaker.
I touch top of the screen.
Owen speaker.
Flick to the right.
No difference.
Okay, name of the song.
Pause. Button. Everything but the good. Volume. 70. Adjustable.
So it's currently on volume 70. So I flick down.
60. 50. 40. 30.
And of course, I can hear that going down in the distance.
10. 0.
So 0 now is nothing.
10.
And that's 10 if I flick it right 10, up.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100.
Okay, that's nice and loud off in the distance. So flick back down.
90, 80, 70, 60, 50.
And I can leave it at 50. All right, so if I do a two-finger scrub.
Stop casting. Volume. Button.
It's now just gone back to the normal volume button. Flick to the right.
Stop casting. Button.
And I'm just going to double tap on the moment for stop casting.
Stop casting.
Okay, so it's stopped broadcasting. It says now ready to cast. All right, so that's just an individual speaker. And I must say that comes in really handy at night time, particularly when my other son, Lachlan, is supposed to be listening to some relaxing music and he's listening to some rock and roll. And rather than having it down at about 10%, he's normally got it up at about 40 or 50%, which is not really conducive to sleeping or going to sleep. All right, so that's an individual speaker. Let's try a speaker group. Hey, Google, play Chill Out on boys' bedroom speakers.
All right, try this radio mix from Google Play Music based on the Chill Out playlist playing on boys' bedroom speakers.
So now if I flick back up.
Lounge rooms, study speak, Owen speaker, north sides, boys' bedrooms, back room, boys' bedroom speakers. Heading.
Okay, boys' bedroom speakers, flick to the right.
More options. Button. Biscuit. Porter's head. Google Play new. Pause. Button.
Cancel with the pause button.
Volume.
Button. The volume button again.
Stop casting.
Stop button. Casting. So flick back to the left.
Volume. Button.
And of course, volume again.
Volume. Alert. Boys' bedroom speakers.
Okay, boys' bedroom speakers, flick to the right.
Biscuit. Pause. Button. Porter's head. Owen speaker, volume, 50, adjustable.
And this time, the nice thing is I'm now getting volumes for either speaker in the group. So the first one was, flick by the
Owen
left,
speaker.
Owen speaker,
volume, 50,
so his
adjustable.
Volume is currently 50, so I can flick
40,
that down,
30,
put him at 30, flick to the right again,
Lachlan speaker,
and it's Lachlan speaker,
volume, 30,
and
adjustable.
His is also at 30, I can annoy Lachlan, but he's not currently in his room, and flick him up,
40, 50, 80, 90, 100,
and set him at 100. And you might hear that speaker playing off in the distance quite loudly. So let me be nice
90,
to the neighbours.
80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30.
And again, leave it at 30. So flick to the right again.
Stop casting button.
And there's our stop casting button. Flick to the right
stop
again.
Stop casting.
We can't
button.
Go any further. So two-finger scrub.
Boys' bedroom speakers. Heading.
And flick to the right.
More options. Biscuit. Port. Pulse. Button. Volume. Button. Stop casting.
And
button.
I'm going to double tap on stop casting.
Stop casting. Boys' bedroom speakers. Heading.
Okay, and let me just do a two-finger scrub to come back to the main menu.
Main menu. Button.
And there we go. So that completes this demo on basically how to set up and use speaker groups on your home Google Home / Chromecast audio setup. And, of course, how to change volume, check what's currently playing and stopping and starting audio playing on your Google Home / Chromecast audio setup. So that completes the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.